there. I assure you, I do not mind biting you if you come any closer without saying anything. There you are. So, what do you want from me? Me? I'm fine. Not like it matters to you. Why are you asking? Help me? You. A human helping a werewolf. No way. You just want to make fun of me or something. Go away before I actually think about biting you. What now? Yes? My fur is a bit, all over the place. So what? Not like I can afford to go to the barber shop or anything. Oh, come on now. Look around. No one will care if this alley is covered in my fur. Why, you want to help me with it? You? Are you serious? Why would you help me? I seem like I'm in a bit of a dilemma. Well, it isn't really that easy to shed without a pack. That is true. Alright. Listen here, human. I will accept your offer. I will permit you to help me. Hey, what's with that smile? I don't need your help, just so we're clear. I just take it because it saves me some time. Got it? Good. So, this is your apartment, huh? You live all alone without a pact in here as well? Why? Come on, there is no way you need all this space. Huh? You call this small? You know how strong you'd have to be to get something this big in my pack? I mean, in my ex-pack. I don't want to talk about it, so shush. I'm just here for your help. If possible, you could just stay silent for the entire time. No? Fine. Your house, your rules, I guess. Now, when will you start helping me? In the bathroom? I don't need to use the bathroom right now, thank you very much. Easier to clean. I knew that. Obviously, it's easier to clean. Now, where is your bathroom? Is it behind that door? Kitchen? Okay, then maybe this door. Well, you could just point it out to me instead of watching me aimlessly wander through your place. Jeez. You ever got any hosting manners? Look, I'm just touchy, alright? It's not like I've had the best experience with humans, but whatever. Alright, what do you need me to do? I just sit down, okay. Also, do you have a cat or something? This entire place is covered in fur. No, that can't be mine. I just entered. Do I really lose that much? Gosh, that's kind of embarrassing. Nothing. Anyway, you probably want to clean at some point, no? I guess I can help you with it, since I got nothing better to do anyway. Say, when will you start? I need to take a bath before that. No, I don't. Look, dude, I really don't think I need that, okay? I want you to just pick out the extra fur, and I'm good to go, and we'll part ways, and it's easy as that. It's fine. Seriously. And now we gotta wait, or what? Or can I already jump in? Fine, but please just don't make fun of me. Got it? And that's good. Can I ask what that thing is? A shower head? It looks a bit odd, but can you maybe just give me a warning before you do something? Everything is pretty new to me right now. I mean, you can't act entirely surprised, right? I don't exactly look like I'm tame, so it was a little silly on your part to approach me, but not really my problem. Well, now I am your problem. So maybe that does make a problem. You know what? Okay, bath. Got it. Wait, what's wrong? Why can't you look at me when I get ready for the bath? I thought I don't take my clothes in there. Oh, modesty. I guess you can turn around. It doesn't really bother me either way. Yeah. You are really eager to talk to me. I'm probably not the best conversationalist, but... Yeah. I've never met a human before that is, like, interested in me. I guess I can talk a bit about myself. So, I'm the alpha in my pack, and I'm the strongest and bestest werewolf ever. But, in my pack, there's only me. So, I win on technicality, really. But, I am very strong and all, you know? Compared to humans, I think I have a cutting edge. See these muscles? Look, I'm flexing! Yeah, I didn't really have a good time with the alpha of the original pack, and yeah, I may or may not have got kicked out. I swear, it's not because I did anything wrong. I think he was just kinda scared of how fast I was improving and kicked me out before I could take his place at the dock. Pretty pathetic if you ask me. Competition is good and it's fun and it's exciting, and I really wanted to, like, really show off, but, you know, some things just don't work out, and that's okay. I was disappointed, yes. I kind of just wander around for most of the day now. If humans wouldn't be so annoying, I would have maybe tried living in your part of the world for a while, but, well, I don't really get along so well. I don't know if it's like a socialization thing, but, like, I kind of get possessive over stuff, and it doesn't really work out well in theory, because I think humans are a little possessive as well, but I don't know. Yeah, sorry, I'm yammering. So what's in that bottle? Yeah, the one you literally just picked up. I did ask you to explain things as you do them, so what is it? Shampooing? Okay, fine. Maybe this isn't so bad at all. I don't think I've ever had someone do this for me before. So I guess, thank you. As much as it pains me to admit, this is pretty nice. What do you think is complicated? Coexisting with another species? I don't know. I think it's like everything that goes on in the world. You know, like, some things are easy and some things are hard, but if it, like, involves two people, for example, you just have to come together against the problem or the issue. Like, you're not going against each other. Like, just say, theoretically, that you, like, became my owner and we were having issues. It's not me against you, it's us against the issue, you know? Like, I'm making sense here, right? Thank you, I really am a good rambler, if I try hard enough. I guess when you're a little bit lonely like me, you come up with, like, a lot of problems in your head, and you just think them through, and then you find a solution, and then things really aren't that bad in the end. The only thing I can't figure out is emotions. Oh my god. They're so annoying, and when I get upset, I normally just sleep it off because the next day it's like my brain reset and then I don't feel bad anymore and I'm like, what the heck? Me from the past? Why did you feel so stinky and bad? And then I kind of forget the next time I feel bad and I forget to say to myself, oh, well, maybe like last time I'll feel better in 24 hours as well. And it's like a mind over matter thing. But I don't know. Yeah. Sorry. I got a little passionate there. What did you say before I went on that tangent? Ah, coexisting with another species. That's right, that's right. So, I don't think it's hard. You just live together. I know that there's like other races that'll even devote themselves to you. And let's be honest, it does sound fun. Like, you know, I do know the concept of hellhounds. I'm a little different, but I get it. You know, needs must, and guys have testosterone, and hellhounds are really good at relieving the testosterone. But the issue is, would a werewolf make a good pet, you know? Like, just look at me right now. Seriously, look at me. Take me in. It takes a lot to take care of me. This is a yearly thing, you know? Like the shedding. Like, would anyone be willing to take care of a werewolf at this level? Like, even you, for example. You would? I see. Thank you, I guess. I like when you pour the water over me because it makes that noise, the trickling. It's very pleasant. So is that me done? Because the water's kind of all icky and brown, and I'm kind of sitting in a body of water with, like, my dirty, icky bath water. Okay, I'll get out. This is the one part I hate about getting wet. My fur gets so heavy so quickly, and it holds on to the water for so long, so I'm like a soggy dog for ages. Oh, your towel drying me. I didn't expect that. It kind of tickles a little. Could I make a request? Could you maybe do my ears? Oh my god, that is so good. It sounds funny, but I like it. If you keep this up, I'm gonna start panting. You really want that? A panting werewolf in your bathroom? This is way better than what I imagined. When you said you were gonna brush me out, I literally thought you were gonna like sit my caboose down and just violently brush away my fur, but this? Ear pads? I'm very happy pup right now. Although it did tickle when you put the towel around my body. But the ears? 100%. Always. You can touch my ears at free will. I don't care. You have my permission. It is so much better when someone else does it. Like, if you touched your own ear right now, it probably wouldn't feel as good as if I did it to you. It's like that. Or, like, belly rubs. I can rub my own belly for, like, hours and hours, and it just doesn't really feel that good. I don't really get that spark of, like, the goody feeling in my brain, like the chemicals. And, yeah. But if you were to do it, then that's a whole other story. Okay, you're gonna use the hairdryer now? Fine, but make it quick. I really don't like it. You know, it's so loud and obnoxious. Not my fault. I have no idea why technology doesn't try to make things quieter. Like, why does everything electrical, like, have a hum or a vibration? I mean, take cars, for example. Those bad boys, they can be miles away from you. And they're making a racket. They always vibrate really loud. And, like, when I'm trying to sleep outside, the vibrations, like, echo in between the little alleyway walls. And it's really annoying and frustrating, but meh. Stinky. Things should be quieter. That's my vote. I want a peaceful, quiet life. Can't quite achieve that in the human realm, though. Okay, maybe this isn't as bad because it's warm. Are you, like, a hair stylist or something? Because this is, like, pretty good if you're just doing this off the top of your head. Or did you have to, like, plan this in advance? Are you like, oh, I spotted a werewolf girl, and She was really dirty, so what do I need? I need, like, shampoo to... Oh, I guess you would have shampoo already. For yourself. I didn't think that out loud before saying it out loud. I didn't think that inside without... you know what I'm trying to say. You'd be willing to do all of this for me every time? Look, human, are you trying to take me in or something? You are? What are you getting all red for? I think that's a very kind thing to say. You see, I might not be that strong as I said, like, these last few months without a pact. They were bad, like, real bad. I was pretty hungry, but I had no one, and I was all alone, and no pack would pick me up. I tried it, honestly. I reached out. I'm either too wild or not crazy enough, and at this point, I just decided to open my own pack. For the rejects, if you will. The thing is, who would join a pack with only one member? That's just not really fair. I was scared that I would be forever by myself, which is why I tried to find people to call my new pack here in human cities, but you humans are a bit stuck up sometimes. I know I look different, and I look scary and wild and untamed, but I'm still a living being, am I not? Why was there no human before you that treat me nice and treated me kindly with respect? They all looked at me like I'm some sort of beast. I just want to find friends. Find people that I can call my pack, my family. Why are you hugging me all of a sudden? Can a pack be formed with other species besides werewolves? I don't care. It's my pack. My pack welcomes all kinds of people, as long as they're nice. You mean that you want to join? Really? You want to join my pack? Oh, human. Thank you. And if theoretically, while in my pack, you were technically my owner, I would like that as well. Oh, thank you. I really like your hugs. They're really nice and warm. Oh, but I wish you would have found me weeks ago. Sorry, I'm probably squeezing you too hard. You need to finish drying me? That's fine, that is perfectly fine. Yes, and you can definitely touch my ears, I promise. I'll be good, and I'll sit still, and I'll be a little more quieter, and let my owner take care of me. Are we finished? Maybe I do enjoy being pampered. It's time to brush it. Okay, brushing time, I assume, but can I make a request? Can we take this to the bedroom? Oh, you look flustered, master. Is that a different saying? Like, does it have a different meaning? Sorry. It's just I'm getting a little tired, so if you were to brush me, maybe you can do it on the bed, and I could maybe fall asleep with you in the shared bed once you come with me. Can I hold your hand while you take me to the bedroom? Thank you, master. Oh, it's so big! So what side of the bed is yours? Okay, I'll get comfy on this side then. I don't think I have any advice for brushing me out. Just take it nice and slow and easy, and I think everything will be be okay. I'm just gonna lie down and just get comfy. And I'm really glad I met you. We're gonna have so much fun as a pack together. I'll do my best to be of use for you. Really, I must be the luckiest werewolf in the entire world. And that is only because I was able to be found by you. Thank you so, so much, Master. I'm sorry. No, it's nothing. It's just, you were touching my ears earlier, no? And I think something inside me reacted to that. You see, not only do we shed in spring, we also, well, we, go into heat. I'm sorry for this. I didn't realize the timing. I swear, I didn't have any bad thoughts while you helped me out. It's just, I don't know, when you were toweling me down and you saw me in the tub naked and just things down there, they feel pretty, wet and different. And just when you were drying me the warm air, the sensation that I felt in my ears, it's, just like what I would feel when a mate would take me, looming above my body, taking me from behind. I'm sorry. I don't think I can fight this much longer. Please, Master, can you help me out? That's right. Just slide your finger inside my I feel so warm on the inside. I'm super reactive right now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being such a pathetic pup. Now your fingers. I feel so good. Oh my god. No, Master. Master. I can't think straight. Good, it's good, it's good, it's really good. I can feel it. I can feel you stretch my pussy. that I think my master pleasured me on the first night we know each other. I'm just so slutty. I can feel you curl your fingers a little, I think. The pressure is so much down there, master. You have no idea. You're making me feel good. You're making me feel so good. Oh my god, it's intense. What? I'm squeezing down on you. I can't help it. My body is just taking over. I'm just forced to feel the pleasure, and it's so good. It's so good. Please don't stop. Please, please, pleasure. You're welcome. Please, please, please. I don't know how much hunger I can last. It's just, it's a lot, okay? It's like really intense. I've never felt this sensation before. It's so different. It feels like I'm getting closer. Yes. You'll forgive me, right? You'll forgive me if I come on your fingers. I'm defenseless. What are you doing? You can't speed up like that on me. Oh my god. I think I'm gonna have my first orgasm. Master, please. Master, I'm coming.